Good morning. Before we continue our reading, let's pray together. Lord, we love you and we trust you. We count on you. At this time, everything just, it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. It's just all, this world is running in circles in fear and financial strife and stress. Lord, you are our hope. You are the one that we trust. You're the one who is making every provision. In you, we have eternal security, and we thank you for that. And Lord, it's during these times that we, even more than ever before, thank you for your indwelling Holy Spirit and your word that's given to us. And we ask that you would be blessed as we partake of your word together this morning in with hearts of worship unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. We're continuing our reading of Deuteronomy. We're getting close to the end. We're on Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Give ear, O heavens, and let me speak, and let the earth hear the words of my mouth. Let my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, as the droplets on the fresh grass, and as the showers on the herb. For I proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God, the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are just, a God of faithfulness and without injustice. Righteous and upright is he. They have acted corruptly toward him. They are not his children because of their defect, but are a perverse and crooked generation. Do you thus repay the Lord, O foolish and unwise people? Is not he your father who has bought you? He has made you and established you. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of all generations. Ask your father, and he will inform you, your elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High gave the nations their inheritance, when he had separated the sons of man, he set the boundaries of the peoples according to the number of the sons of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the allotment of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the howling waste of a wilderness. He encircled him. He cared for him. He guarded him as the pupil of his eye. Like an eagle that stirs up its nest, that hovers over its young, he spread his wings and caught them. He carried them on his pinions. The Lord alone guided him, and there was no foreign god with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, and he ate the produce of the field, and he made him suck honey from the rock and oil from the flinty rock, curds of cows and milk of the flock, with fat of lambs and rams, the breed of Bashan, and goats, with the finest of the wheat, and of the blood of grapes you drank wine. But Jeshurun grew fat and kicked. You are grown fat, thick, and sweet. Then he forsook God who made him, and scorned the rock of his salvation. They made him jealous with strange gods. With abominations they provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons who were not God, to gods whom they have not known, new gods who came lately, whom your fathers did not dread. You neglected the rock who begot you and forgot the God who gave you birth. And the Lord saw this and spurned them because of the provocation of his sons and daughters. Then he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are a perverse generation, sons in whom is no faithfulness. They have made me jealous with what is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their idols. So I will make them jealous with those who are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in my anger and burns to the lowest part of Sheol and consumes the earth with its yield and sets on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap misfortunes on them. I will use my arrows on them. They shall be wasted by famine and consumed by plague and bitter destruction. And the teeth of beasts I will send upon them, with the venom of crawling things of the dust. Outside the sword shall bereave, and inside terror, both young man and virgin, the nursling with the man of gray hair. I would have said, I will cut them to pieces, I will remove the memory of them from men, had I not feared the provocation by the enemy, lest their adversaries should misjudge, lest they should say, our hand is triumphant, and the Lord has not done all this. For they are a nation lacking in counsel, and there is no understanding in them. Would that they were wise, would that they understood this, that they would discern their future. How could one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight unless their rock had sold them and the Lord had given them up? Indeed, their rock is not like our rock. Even our enemies themselves judge this. For their vine is from the vine of Sodom and from the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of poison, their clusters bitter. Their wine is the venom of serpents and the deadly poison of cobras. Is it not laid up in store with me, sealed up in my treasuries? Vengeance is mine and retribution. In due time their foot will slip, for the day of their calamity is near, and the impending things are hastening upon them. For the Lord will vindicate his people, and will have compassion on his servants when he sees that their strength is gone and there is none remaining, bond or free. And he will say, where are their gods, the rock in which they sought refuge? Who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their libation? Let them rise up and help you. Let them be your hiding place. See now that I am he, and there is no God besides me. It is I who put to death and give life. I have wounded, and it is I who heal, and there is no one who can deliver from my hand. Indeed, I lift up my hand to heaven and say, as I live forever, if I sharpen my flashing sword and my hand takes hold on justice, I will render vengeance on my adversaries, and I will repay those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh with the blood of the slain and the captives from the long-haired leaders of this enemy. Rejoice, O nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants, and will render vengeance on his adversaries, and will atone for his land and his people. Then Moses came and spoke all the words of this song in the hearing of the people, he with Joshua the son of Nun. When Moses had finished speaking all these words to all Israel, he said to them, take to your heart all the words with which I am warning you today, which you shall command your sons to observe carefully, even all the words of this law. For it is not an idle word for you. Indeed, it is your life. And by this word you shall prolong your days in the land which you are about to cross the Jordan to possess. And the Lord spoke to Moses that very same day, saying, go up to this mountain of the Abiram, Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab opposite Jericho, and look at the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the sons of Israel for a possession. Then die on the mountain where you ascend, and be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother died on Mount Hor, and was gathered to his people, because you broke faith with me in the midst of the sons of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, because you did not treat me as holy in the midst of the sons of Israel. For you shall see the land at a distance, but you shall not go there into the land which I am giving the sons of Israel. Thus reads God's word. Our morning's passage of consideration is Deuteronomy 32, verses 3 and 4. For I proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God, the Rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are just. A God of faithfulness and without injustice, righteous and upright is he. As we have seen throughout our study of the book of Deuteronomy, there has been encouragement after encouragement to open our hearts and our minds and our beings unto the Lord for Him to make Himself known to us. This is the detailed description of the Lord to His chosen people, which now in Jesus Christ includes you and me. He desires for that intimate and living relationship with His created ones to be in full fellowship and connection and rapport with Him. This chapter is detailed with the direct warnings of the Lord, along with all the horrible consequences if His people turn against Him and seek the other gods of this age. He is a jealous God in the full aspect of desiring the complete worship and praise and delight in His people and our absolute steadfastness and joy in Him. We are to add to His glory, not detract from it by seeking out other gods and ideologies and religious idols. We are not to mix anything of this age with His holiness in our thoughts or actions. He created us with the inner need for this fellowship that can only be fully and truly met in this companionship and camaraderie with our Creator through His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. As a result, when we come across a passage such as the one we are concentrating upon this morning, we need to take the time again and again and again to spend with Him in order to have a greater understanding and reinforcement developed within us of who God is. We cannot just skim over such a thrilling verse without setting our hearts upon delving into it in some greater measure. No matter how often the Lord declares these passages of His exaltation in His Word, it behooves us to not only read them, but to revel in them. We are to rejoice in the increasing knowledge of His manifested essence that is declared in each one. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to make Himself more and more vitally the heart of our understanding through His Word. He needs to teach us how to count on Him and to honor and to obey and to glorify Him in the lives that we live. This necessitates that we have an increasing measure of the knowledge of the Lord at work in the lives of us, His people. That is where we are this morning. As His people, do we know what it means to proclaim the name of the Lord, to ascribe greatness to our God, the Rock, to know His work is perfect, for all His ways are just, that He is a God of faithfulness and without injustice, righteous and upright is He? Does this mean everything to us? Do we know what it means to proclaim the name of the Lord? Do we want and desire and make it our life's goal to ascribe greatness to our God? Do we know what is needed to understand that He is the Rock? What does that well up within us? God is the Rock in all the glory of His being. He is a refuge as well as the stability and the foundation of our very existence. This is only a small measure of His greatness. Do we understand that His work is always perfect? There are no mistakes with the hand of God in operation. We find so many avenues in which to express our complaints and our frustration and our fears and our concerns and our anxieties. However much we may groan and moan and complain with pestering and obnoxiousness, God does what He has ordained to do, in the specific manner in which he chooses to do it. The every work of God is always and will forever be perfect. Then consider the fact that all his ways are just. This is non-negotiable. All his ways are just. No matter how much we may argue with him and tell him that what he is doing seems too unfair and too difficult, no matter what, all his ways are just. He is the God of faithfulness and without injustice. He is righteous and upright. Again, this is so, so, so far beyond our meager and limited and biased understanding of who God is. We are unable to comprehend how he operates in the ruling and overruling plans and purposes in history, as well as in each one of our specific lives. His plans are fully in place from before eternity even began. Everything that God does is upright and just and righteous. There is no one on earth who can question him and determine a better way or means for him to operate in the course of human history. No matter how brilliant we may be in our earthly and human wisdom, it is so minuscule as to be non-existent in the foundational operation of the mercy and the grace and the loving kindness of God. God put himself before his people, as we read in Deuteronomy 5:24, "And you said, Behold, the Lord our God has shown us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice from the midst of the fire, and we have seen today that God speaks with man, yet he lives. The Lord made himself known in the fire and the smoke as he spoke to the people. Yet their response was that they wanted Moses to speak for them unto God, and for God to speak to them through Moses rather than directly. They were afraid of his power and his holiness and his thundering voice. Therefore, out of fear of dying before him in the unworthiness of their sinfulness, they sought to not have such an immediate and intimate relationship with God. They chose rather to have an intermediary, Moses, and later Joshua, to stand between them and the Lord God Creator. However, that did not release them from the need and the plan of God that his people would add to his glory and his praise and his worship. They were still created to know him and to honor him. They were to add to the praise of his majesty and his glory. This would be in evidence as he so showered them with his protection and his provision and his direction and his mercy and his grace and his loving kindness. This connection is attested to throughout the scriptures. We see it in the deliverance of the people under the judges of the Old Testament, such as in the victory declared by Deborah in Judges 5:1-3. Judges 5:1-3. Then Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, sang on that day, saying that the Lord's led in Israel, that the people volunteered, bless the Lord. Hear, O kings, give ear, O rulers. I, to the Lord I will sing. I will sing praise to the Lord, the God of Israel. The fact that the people arose to obey the Lord by going forward into battle was a blessing to the Lord. It meant that the people were trusting that he would guide them aright and that he would be their victory. Therefore we have the fact of the Lord being blessed, and his praise being declared by those who so honored and obeyed and trusted in him. Next, listen to King David in 1 Chronicles 17, 19 and 20, as he proclaimed that God deserved all the glory for taking a shepherd boy and making him the king over the Lord's own people. This was only by the grace and the mercy and the loving kindness of God. The whole nation was called to praise and to worship the Lord for his wonderful and tremendous dealings in blessing the people with a king whose heart was after the Lord. It was all to be considered for the glory and the praise of God. 1 Chronicles 17, 19 and 20. O Lord, for thy servant's sake, and according to thine own heart, thou hast wrought all this greatness, to make known all these great things. O Lord, there is none like thee, neither is there any God besides thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. Then in 1 Chronicles 29, 11 through 13, we hear the joy expressed by David in the declaration of who God is and all that he does. David proclaims the majesty and the praise and the glory that God is to receive from all those who belong to him. All are to give voice and expression to the truth of who God is and all that he has done. The Lord God Jehovah alone is worthy of the entirety of the praise and the adoration and the love and the tribute of all that he has created. 1 Chronicles 29:11 through 13. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and the earth, thine is the dominion, O Lord, and thou dost exalt thyself as head over all. Both riches and honor come from thee, and thou dost rule over all, and in thy hand is power and might, and it lies in thy hand to make great and to strengthen everyone. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. The psalmist in Psalm 99, 1 through 5, picks up this theme of the honor that the Lord is to receive from his creation. This is in terms of the complete acknowledgement that he is above everything and everyone. He controls all the aspects of our existence, from his ruling and overruling in the course of history to the fact that he fully controls all the forces of nature. Everything is under his dominion. Mankind needs to take that to heart and give him the honor and the obeisance for which mankind was created. Psalm 99, 1 through 5. The Lord reigns, let the peoples tremble. He is enthroned above the cherubim, let the earth shake. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is exalted above all the peoples. Let them praise thy great and awesome name. Holy is he, and the strength of the king loves justice. Thou hast established equity. Thou hast executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Now please turn to Psalm 145, 3 through 13. Again we hear the psalmist proclaim how mankind needs to regard the Lord God Jehovah. This is an echo of this morning's text. There is no doubt, no hesitation, no wavering. He is worthy of all praise and all glory. He is to be regarded by his people in the greatest reflection upon his divine nature and character and eternal essence. He is the only true and living and holy Lord God Almighty. This is to be declared by the entirety of his creation. Psalm 145, 3 through 13. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of thy majesty, and on thy wonderful works I will meditate, and men shall speak of the power of thine awesome acts, and I will tell of thy greatness. They shall eagerly utter the memory of thine abundant goodness, and shall shout joyfully of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and great in loving kindness. The Lord is good to all, and his mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall give thanks to thee, O Lord, and thy godly ones shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men thy mighty acts and the glory of the majesty of thy kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endures throughout all generations. Now please open to Psalm 150. Again, listen to the fact that we, as the people of God, are to make known to the entirety of the universe that the Lord God is to be praised and worshipped with all our hearts and beings and essence. He is to be honored with song and with joy and with the every ability of humanity to give him adoration and devotion. Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty expanse. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with stringed instruments and pipe. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The prophet Jeremiah speaks very succinctly and directly to this fact. He states it in the simple yet so powerful encouragement to the reality of who God is in Jeremiah 10:3. There is no other God, and his greatness is to be recognized, and his name is to be cherished. Jeremiah 10:6. There is none like thee, O Lord. Thou art great, and great is thy name in might. We conclude this morning with the encouragement of the Apostle Paul, as declared to the church at Ephesus in Ephesians 1:18 through 23. Please turn to it in your Bibles. This is as much addressed to us today as it was so presented to the church at the time of its writing. This should be the same prayer in place in the hearts of all pastors, for every one of us to come to know the Lord in the fullness of his power and his might and his calling in Jesus Christ. What Moses so stipulated in our passage of this day, "For I proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God, the Rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are just. A God of faithfulness and without injustice, righteous and upright is he, is in full evidence in his victorious resurrection and the salvation that is found only in Jesus Christ." Ephesians 1:18 through 23. "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him his head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. So be it. For I proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God, the Rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are just. A God of faithfulness and without injustice, righteous and upright is he. Amen. Concerning our weekly announcements, again, we're in this lockdown, so there'll be no meetings for this week. At the same time, let us continue to hold the Word of God near and dear in our hearts. Spend the time with Him that we have, and keep our hearts and our minds focused on the wondrous and awesome victory of Jesus Christ in the midst of all that is going on. Our prayers are that hearts will be turned to Him, and that those who may have been hard and callous toward Him, their lives will be softened in the recognition that they need Jesus. So let us seek for His glory to be clearly evident and witnessed in every one of our interactions with others. Birthdays, Tuesday, Ben Eastfold, Francesca Heinzman, and Simone Sparks. Wednesday, Shannon Carney. Thursday, Avery Maples and Justin Anderson. Saturday, David Anderson. And I know cards would be greatly appreciated. Anniversaries, Wednesday, Caleb and Leah Kling. And then Saturday, Laura and I celebrate our anniversary. This morning's benediction is Psalm 72, 18 and 19. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone works wonders, and blessed be His glorious name forever, and may the whole earth be filled with His glory. Amen and amen.